Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news, the headlines first. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel unveils 1,647,570,000,000 rupees budget for next fiscal year. New budget prioritizes health sector with allocations of 122.77 billion rupees. Government to administer free vaccines against COVID-19 to all citizens. Government increases social security allowances, including allowances to senior citizens, by 33%. 14th Republic Day marked today. Prime Minister vows to protect achievement gained through people's struggle, and Canada mourns as remain of 215 children found at former residential school for indigenous people. Now the news in detail. The government has unveiled a budget of 1,647,570,000,000 rupees for the next fiscal year. The government has allocated 678.61 billion rupees for current expenditure and 374.26 billion rupees for capital expenditure. Similarly, 207.97 billion rupees has been allocated for fiscal management. Likewise, the government has aimed at collecting 1,024,900,000,000 rupees from revenues and expects to collect 63.37 billion rupees from foreign aids. The rest of the amount is planned to be raised from the internal and foreign borrowings. The government also aims to achieve 6.5% economic growth rate in the upcoming fiscal year. Announcing the budget today, Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel said the government has prioritized health sector with aim of saving people's lives and administer vaccines to all citizens. As per the budget statement unveiled today, the government has allocated 122.77 billion rupees for health sector with net budget of 26.75 billion rupees for vaccine procurement. The government has said the anti-COVID-19 vaccines will be administered to all citizens free of cost. The finance minister further said that the custom duty and taxes were reduced in importing the medical equipment and devices. The government has also emphasized on extending and expanding health facilities with additional infrastructures and equipment. The government has also decided to increase the social security allowances, including the senior citizens' allowances, by 33%. With this, now the senior citizens will get 4,000 rupees per month. The government has also increased the civil servant's salary by 2,000 rupees. The government has allocated 180.04 billion rupees budget for the education sector in the fiscal year 2021-22. The government has pledged to create favorable environment to make skill-oriented and quality education, considering it basis for human capital. The government has also removed the excise tax imposed on import of electric vehicles. The custom duty on such electric vehicles have also been reduced. With the aim of increasing internal consumption of electricity, the government has also reduced the custom duty on electric utensils, including induction stove. The government aims to add 1,629 megawatt of electricity in the national grid with the internal production in upcoming fiscal year. Earlier to budget announcement, President Vidya Devi Bhandari had issued three ordinances related to budget for upcoming fiscal year. According to the Office of the President, the Economic Ordinance 2078 Bikram Sambat, Appropriation Ordinance 2078 Bikram Sambat, and Ordinance to Raise Internal Debt 2078 Bikram Sambat were issued today. The meeting of the Council of Ministers today itself had recommended the President to issue the ordinances. The 14th Republic Day has been marked today. Nepal was declared a republic on Jaistha 15 in 2065 Bikram Samvat, ending more than two centuries of Shah regime. To mark the day, a special ceremony was held at Army Headquarters on the presence of President Bidyadevi Bhandari today. Addressing the function, Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli said, "All efforts of the government were focused on institutionalizing the democratic republic." He vowed to protect the achievements gained from the people's struggle, stating that government has launched a campaign for positive change in the lives of people. Prime Minister Oli said that it was important to win the battle against poverty and backwardness than the battle for power. He noted that while the world community was fighting the corona pandemic, the government had also given priority to fight against the pandemic and focused its efforts on mobilizing its resources. In his address, Prime Minister Oli made it clear that no effort would be spared for the survival of people. The function was also attended by Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun, Chief Justice Cholendra Samsar Jang Bahadur Rana, House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota and National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timmalsina, among others. Meanwhile, on the recommendations of the Council of Ministers, President Bidyadevi Bhandari had pardoned 430 prisoners on the occasion of the 14th Republic Day today. This news comes to you from Reed in Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजी
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14*# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Health and Population Ministry has reported 6,080 recoveries from corona infection in the past 24 hours. Likewise, the ministry has reported 4,487 new infection cases in the past 24 hours. Likewise, the ministry has recorded 116 corona-related deaths in the same period. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 7,163. President Bidyadevi Bhandari has extended her best wishes to entire United Nations family, including the peacekeepers, on the occasion of the International Day of UN Peacekeepers today. The president took to the tweet to pay tribute to the peacekeepers who obtained martyrdom in course of peacekeeping missions and operations and also expressed confidence that Nepal would continue its contributions to global peacekeeping. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. A mass grave containing the remains of 215 children has been found in Canada at a former residential school set up to assimilate indigenous people. The children were students at the Kamloops Indian Residential Schools in British Columbia that was closed in 1978. Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said it was a painful reminder of a shameful chapter of the country. I beg your pardon. Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said it was a painful reminder of a shameful chapter of the country's history. U.S. President Joe Biden has released his first annual budget, a $6 trillion spending plan that includes steep tax increases for wealthier Americans. The bumper proposal would include huge new social programs and investment in fight against climate change. but it needs approval from Congress, where Republican Senator Lindsey Graham condemned it as insanely expensive. Under the plan, debt would reach 117% of GDP by 2031, surpassing the levels during the World War II. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at some places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Porel unveils 1,647,570,000,000 rupees budget for next fiscal year. New budget prioritizes health sector with allocation of 122.77 billion rupees. Government to administer free vaccines against COVID-19 to all citizens. Government increases social security allowances, including allowances to senior citizens, by 33%. 14th Republic Day marked today. Prime Minister vows to protect achievement gained through people's struggle. And Canada mourns as remains of 215 children found at former residential school for indigenous people. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.